Welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night Bible study here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you, saying welcome one, welcome all to our show tonight, especially our surrounding city and state and our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear your comments, your questions, your prayer requests, prayer praises, as well as anything that might be on your mind tonight that has to do with Jesus Christ and the Lord. And we're going to get this show kicked off right away. And we have the board just lit up right now. And we're going to have, I know she's going to think I'm twisting her arm, but we're going to have Sister Emily right now, have her give us an opening prayer. Amen.
Ouch, my arm hurts, Missionary Ken. Had to be sarcastic with that comment.
I know. And our other callers, I will be getting to you a little later in the program, so don't think I'm ignoring you, but I just want to do one person at a time so we don't have people jumping over each other as we're answering questions, that kind of thing. So go ahead, Emily.
Okay. Dear Lord, I ask you to take the wheel of this here program tonight, that everything that we say and do is pleasing in your sight, Lord. I also ask you for my mother who just had surgery, for you to be with her and bring her back to working, to where she could be at home with us again. And she tells me today, Lord, she goes, what more? They got nothing to do. Well, Lord, send somebody her way to make her unmoored. And I ask for all these souls that are nearest tail, Lord, that you would make it to where they surrender, giving their life over to you, God. I also ask you for some friends of mine, for you to give them traveling mercy as they are traveling tonight, that you would make the roadway safe for them. And I ask this all in your name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. And so do you have any prayer requests or prayer praises you want to start out with, Emily?
Just for my mom and myself, because I've been dealing with some personal issues on my own, and I got to learn, instead of trying to deal with things on my own and letting go and letting God, as I tell everybody else. And I'm not taking my own advice, so I've been to the spiritual woodshed fork before, and I got to quit doing it.
Yep. And as well, a good piece of scriptural advice I got for everybody tonight comes from Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, as well as Matthew 25 and 40. I'm just going to give you both. Matthew 7, 12 says, as ye would that men should do to you, do ye to them likewise, for this is, and notice it's present tense, this is the law and the prophets. And then you go to Matthew chapter 25, verse 40, whatsoever you do to the least of these, my brethren, you've done unto me. All right? Just a little scriptural advice for anybody out there. However you treat others, you're not doing it just to yourself. You're not doing it just to them. You're doing it to Christ. And how would you want them to treat you? Well, then that's the way you should be treating them, is a good way to live. Amen. Good advice. All right. I think what we're going to do is get started in here on some music, and we'll go ahead and see if we get this old gospel bus a-rolling. You agree?
Yeah, no falling asleep or gossiping on the gospel bus either.
All right, Ruthie, you heard that.
Yeah, I did. I'll try to be good, you know. We'll see what happens. And I like her let go, let God advice, too. That's pretty cool.
Amen.
I'm wondering, do you ever about me behind my back. It really don't make no difference to me. No, you know why I do. Coming back. All I got to do is go on.
Go.
Every other girl I used to have big dreams, but then I got introduced to some other things, and suddenly the church girl I was originally became good to see the wrong things can call your name. I chose to answer when the spirit said walk away. Now I live with circumstances that I can't erase. I just wish I could go back now to yesterday, but there's not a whole my past, 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 my past,
'cause I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left to do?
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart.
One real quick question before we mute you and then bring another person in here. Is there any specific song you was looking for tonight?
My favorite one. You know which one that is, Ken.
You want to remind me?
Nickel song.
I'm trying to remember which one that was.
When she was doing the board, she always played it, and I cannot even think of the lyrics to it. My brain my brain just went.
Brain dead, huh?
It had a major brain fart that wouldn't want to function tonight.
Well, if you think about it, we'll get it in, but probably it's one of the ones that I usually play every night anyway. Would it be like Rejoice With Me, I think?
I think so.
Okay, well, we'll get that in here a little later, okay?
Okie doke.
All right. Well, just a couple of smart children and be sure to lock the bathroom door so no you get no unexpected guests, okay?
That goes for you too there, missionary.
Hey, remember, I'm doing the driving.
And don't forget, no drugs on the bus.
And no gossip. All right, Earthy? Because we'll catch you in it. We'll send Emily after you.
Bye. Will you get me into your little picking on Rue tonight, huh?
That's the fun part. All right. Well, let's get into a little more music before we get into our little break here. All right.
Worship you alone, blessed Savior, my God, from the depths of my heart. I'll give all praise and honor to you, O matchless King. Yeah. Worship you,
worship you alone,
blessed Savior,
Savior.
Oh Lord.
Oh.
From the depth of my heart, yeah,
I give all praise
and honor, to you, O matchless
King.
There is no one like you in all the earth. I'll praise and magnify your name. Ooh. Thank you.
And if you'd like to get a hold of us here at the Wednesday Night Bible Study, and you know the first method is by calling 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. You can give your comments, your prayer requests, prayer phrases. But also there's two email addresses you can use to get in contact with us. The first is feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's F-E-E-L, the letter N, T-O-U-C-H-K-I-N-G at gmail.com. Again, that's feel like you do at your fingertips, F-E-E-L. The letter N is Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on the throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G at gmail.com, or 6i6 at gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6 at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6 at gmail.com. In your subject line, put Wednesday Night Bible Study, and in your body or your email, just give your comment, your question, your prayer praise, prayer request, and we will not only read it, but get back in contact with you. Amen.
7 days a week of what you really want. The Six Eyes Radio Network.
Enjoy great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. 7 days a week by calling 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. And it all gets started here on Sunday for the Sunday Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Monday, get motivated with Motivational Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Tuesday, Evangelist Timothy Gruber takes the mics on the Word of the King on Six Eyes Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then on Wednesday, it's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang with great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. On Thursday, it's the Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that can be felt. 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Friday, it's College on the Air. It's the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show. It's where you get Bible College on the Air with no homework. 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. And last but not least, it's open programming on Saturdays.
Started from humble beginnings in a basement. Kenneth Wolfgang, Missionary Wolfgang, has gone from the basement to the church to an outreach program with Holiness Bible. Holiness Bible has sent Bibles all the way as far as Nigeria. The outreach program then spawned to the Six Eyes Radio Network, where now he's in over 56 countries, 7 days a week, spreading the gospel. Also, the Asabila Angels, which consists of Kenneth Wolfgang and First Lady Ruthie Wolfgang, has gone around the city performing with their spiritual songs. The Asabila Angels, who also has an album out called Clearly Spoken. Also, the prayer line, ran by Emily Barnum, who oversees the prayer line and also provides coloring of beautiful pictures for the children. Furthermore, with Tim Groover going over to Jerusalem with his outreach program, the Holiness Bible Outreach Program. Kenneth Wolfgang, he's a man that's on the move and doesn't take no for an answer. Despite his sight loss, he doesn't let anything stop him. He keeps going. He puts a circle around it and he gets it done. So help First Lady and Kenneth Wolfgang on their mission to help keep spreading the gospel. Holiness Bible Outreach Ministries. Thank you.
And now it is time for the Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, and we are going into Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2.
Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares.
All right, and one more time, nice and slow for us here. Let's savor it.
Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares.
And that is our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2, Hebrews 13, verse 2, which tells us in very simple English that it is not a bad idea to entertain those who we might call strangers, because you never know, the very next one might have been, or might just be, an angel from God coming to see you. So, there it is in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 2. Hebrews 13 and verse 2, our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week. Amen.
Is U-Haul open?
No.
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations. So we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2, F-O-R, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved. So come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right. Let's do it. That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
All right.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are ready. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait.
He'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This commercial was also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen. All right, and now our next person that we wanted to say hi to is on the line with us. Lila, how you doing tonight?
Just fine, Missionary Wolfgang.
All right, and do you have any prayer requests or prayer or whatever tonight?
I do. I have a couple. Pray for Aunt Mary again. Pray
all
for
right.
me that I get an apartment, and pray for Sister
right.
Emily and Unit Rookie.
All righty. So how are you enjoying the show so far?
I'm enjoying it pretty much good, Mr. Nary Wolfgang.
Okay. Well, I think what we'll do is get right back into our music. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea.
All right. Here we go.
Being older.
All right. Just having a Ruth. How are you doing tonight?
I'm all right.
All right. Wanted to see if you had any prayer requests, that kind of thing.
I guess just praying for the Lord's will concerning me going back to college in August. Like they said, they want me to come back. So I might just take one course in maybe web design. So I'm just waiting for their response because I got to talk to Ava again. So I'm looking forward to it. Maybe go back down to Kent State again.
Stepped in on time. Pockets low, I didn't have a dime. good to me, and I got something to praise him for. Let me see you put your hands together and praise him.
And if you guys would like, once again, to give your comments, questions, or whatever, not only can you do it by going to and calling 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, you can press the number 1 and give your questions, comments, prayer requests, prayer praises, but you can also do it by sending us an email at one of the two following email addresses, feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do at your fingertips, F-E-E-L. The letter N as Nancy, touch like you do at your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on a crown, throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com, or 6i6@gmail.com, that's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6 at gmail.com, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6 at gmail.com, in the subject line, write Wednesday night Bible study. And we will not only read it, but get back in contact with you. Amen.
Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're Blind Trucking in Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road. And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network. Would you like to keep shows like this one on the air? Let me tell you how you can go about doing that. There are two methods. One, for those who use the PayPal platform, go to paypal.com, that's P-A-Y-P-A-L.com, and in the box where it asks for the email address, you enter 6i6@gmail.com, that's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6@gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, you enter $SIXEYES, the digit 2, the digit number 4. Again, that's $SIXEYES, the digit 2, the digit 4. And in both cases, no matter how much your love gift, you enter that in. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And God will greatly, richly, and most honorably bless you. Amen. And now it is time for the Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, and we are going into Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2.
Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares.
All right, and one more time, nice and slow for us here. Let's savor it.
Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares.
And that is our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2, Hebrews 13, verse 2, which tells us in very simple English that it is not a bad idea to entertain those who we might call strangers, because you never know, the very next one might have been or might just be an angel from God coming to see you. So there it is in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 2. Hebrews 13 and verse 2, our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week. Amen.
All right, and Sister Emily, I think I need your help. Ruthie's been doing it again. We're going to have to report her to 6. What do you think? She's been doing that gossiping on the bus.
She better knock that off, or I'll stick Pastor Vaughn out on her.
Ooh. Yeah, we'll have to get her. Send Pastor Bonnet or Six after her for gossiping on the Six Eyes Wednesday night Bible study bus.
And by the way, you know there's a book in the Bible, Kenny. It always says, who brews the coffee?
Yep, got to be the guys. So guess what? Guess what? We know he listens every day, every Wednesday, and every service. So you got to tell the guy upstairs there, since he's listening, he can hear this. He knows that he's got to make your coffee, right, Em?
Uh-huh.
Right. Because the Bible says he brews. So you shouldn't be making your own coffee. He should make it for you. That's the way it should be. You shouldn't make your own coffee. It doesn't say she brews, it says he brews. And a little Bible trivia for you, Em. What's the first vegetable listed in the Bible?
Uh-oh. I said, uh-oh.
You don't know.
I don't remember.
Lettuce. The Bible said, God said, and let us make man in our image.
Oh, geez. Listen again. Oh, God.
Okay, well, we got you on that one. Where does it say in the Bible that God played baseball?
No, no.
In the beginning.
Oh, geez, Kenny.
I think you're doing bad on your Bible study. Let's try again. Let's try another one. What time of day did God create Eve? I should have said, what time of day did God create Adam?
I don't know.
Just before Eve?
Oh, geez. I think I'm going to get Bible homework if I don't put messing up on Bible quiz.
Yeah. Well, here's another one for you, okay? One that'll really get you. Who was the first smoker in the Bible, and what did they smoke?
I don't know.
In Genesis chapter 24, verse 64, it says, and Rebecca, when she saw Isaac, she lighted off a camel.
Oh, geez, Kenny. Oh, geez.
And I got one more for you, okay? In the Bible, who's supposed to do the dishes?
Wow.
The Bible says, and I will search Jerusalem with candles, and as a man wipeth a dish, turning it over, and so it's the men who are supposed to do the dishes.
And brewing the coffee.
Yep. So I guess, men, you got your work cut out for you. Well, with that, I think we better get back to the music. What do you say?
Oh, Kenny.
All right.
When you were playing that last song.
Rejoice With Me?
I had to click out for a minute.
Uh-huh.
I had a prayer request come in for a lady named Tanya.
Uh-huh.
She was rushed into the hospital with internal bleeding.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely pray about that. So why don't we pray for her right while we got song going here? Okay. And we'll pray for her while we play this song. Okay. So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
acted not so good lately. Then I told her, girl, you know, you can always talk to me. She said these days haven't been so happy, haven't had much peace of mind. Now I know that I should be praying, but I haven't had much time. So could you tell me?
Keep my mind stayed on you. the peace it brings is worth fighting for. And I'll be faithful for my wife and children, because my family is worth fighting for. No, this world is not my home, but your kingdom here is worth fighting for. I got a mansion over in glory, and my new home is worth fighting.
Hold on. other side of this test is everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you. Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, it won't be the tell me, you've been to your position, look at you, there's been no change in your condition, reach out and touch the master's robe, there's healing for your mind. Body and your soul, yes there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken. About the situation, but with every test, it's every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to feed your needs, so tell the Lord what you have received. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. mended my broken
heart.
Hauling service called Blind Trucking of Astabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations. So we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved. So come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right. Let's do it. That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
All right.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are ready. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This commercial was also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen. But now it's time for Ruth and her Bible prophecy. Amen.
Broken, and the seven miles are open, and the seven trumpets sound.
This lesson is entitled Jerusalem. Of all the cities of the earth having a direct relationship to mankind, Jerusalem is the smallest and most important, with the walled area containing the old city having only 2.5 square miles. Yet for the Christian, the Jew, and the Muslim, this city is the heart of the so-called religious world. It actively stimulates the heartbeat of multiplied millions of people. In the narrow space of the walled area of Old Jerusalem, the magnificent Temple of Solomon was built, and it is supposed that the ascent of Mahabin took place from there. John the Baptist walked through the streets of Jerusalem. King David's throne sat in this old city. Jerusalem was the capital of Israel from David's reign until Nebuchadnezzar's reign, and the restoration under Ezra and Nehemiah, it again became a capital city. The Crusaders besieged the city and conquered it. The names of famous outstanding leaders of the military world who have been in the city of Jerusalem down through the ages read like a who's who of eternity. Jerusalem has had many names, among them being Jerusalem the Golden, the City of Righteousness, the Holy City, the City of Peace, and the City of the Great King, although one of its names is the City of Peace. Hardly a decade in its history has passed without continued bloodshed. It's rather ironical, but this city with a name literally meaning peace has had rivers of blood shed for its possession. Compute the number of battles, count the wounded and the dead, and its size, Jerusalem has been the least peaceful spot on the earth. At the close of the June War of 1967, the torn and divided city was reunited, Old Jerusalem and with New Jerusalem. Previous to the fighting, which broke out on June 5th, Jerusalem, Israel was on one side, while Jerusalem, Jordan, was on the other side of no man's land. When the United Nations stopped the Arab-Israeli War in 1949, it's true that hostilities ceased, but the combatants found no peace. A no man's land divided the separated cities of Old and New Jerusalem. This boundary line, established by the UN or United Nations organization, cut right through the heart of the two cities like a long, ugly wound slashed across the palm of a person's hand. High-end towers and atop crumbling walls, sentries of Israel and Jordan looked across at one another from behind piled sandbags and swiveling machine gun mounts. Guards kept vigilant watch 24 hours a day, that nerves at a high pitch, ready to pull the trigger against anyone who might be advancing without proper authority. The mysterious question regarding the city is, why have the nations of antiquity and those of our modern times coveted and bled to possess Jerusalem? The city is practically without ample water. It's not on a through road or freeway. Neither does a navigable river wash its shores, so that, from the economic standpoint, it is not and never was of great monetary value. Yet, it makes its first appearance in the Bible as a city of war. Historians tell us that 700 years before Rome was founded, the Jebusites conquered Salem and called it Jebus. For practical purposes, the two names were put together, and the city was called Jerusalem, meaning habitation of peace. King David conquered it and made it his capital. David's son, King Solomon, later built the great temple there, and for centuries, Jerusalem has been a religious and spiritual center for the major religions. After Solomon's death, the Babylonians came, and later the Jews returned from exile, followed by the Greeks, and then the Romans, after an unsuccessful Jewish revolt in 132 AD, Jerusalem was razed and a new city was built. Jews were forbidden to enter the city on threat of death. 200 years later, the Christian Emperor Constantine erected the Church of the Holy Sepulchre on the supposed site of Calvary. In 637 AD, the Romans were driven out by the Arabs, and for 4.5 centuries, there was a partial peace. In 1099 AD, the Crusaders came clanking into the Holy City. They rebuilt the church, which has been burned approximately 100 years before, together with many beautiful shrines. In turn, the Crusaders were driven out by the Saracens, who held Jerusalem until the arrival of the triumphant Ottoman Turks in 1517. The beginning of modern Israel dates from 1860, when Sir Moses Montefiore started the city's first suburban development to house immigrant Jews. During World War I, General Allenby conquered the city and the British Mandate began. Came to an end when the War of 1948 between the Arabs and the Israelis broke out. Since 1967, Old and New Jerusalem has been united, and the Jews who captured the Old City from the Jordanians pledge they will never give it up. The startling contrast between the old and new city is amazing. On the new Jerusalem side, things are very modern, alive, and vigorous with exciting ideas. There are fine shops, supermarkets, bookshops, nightclubs, cafeterias, and even a Chinese restaurant. On the Israel side of Jerusalem, there is a beautiful parliament or government building, a new university, and apartment houses looking much like those in Beverly Hills, California, or Miami Beach, Florida. Beautiful shade trees grow along every street, and parks have been laid out to an effort so that make Jerusalem a green city. On the other hand, when a person crosses over into the old city, he finds the calendar turned back hundreds of years. There are veiled women and heavily laden donkeys. The offensive smells, the talk of street merchants and buyers haggling over prices. The high walls and the narrow, winding alleys are all the same today as they were 2,000 years ago. Jerusalem has a mystic or spiritual reality far more precious than its many physical details. There have been wars in Jerusalem, inhumanity, bloodshed, and cruelty. In June of 1967, we saw a quick, devastating war stop dead in its tracks as the Israeli army took over the old city from the Jordanian army. On June 27th of that year, the Israeli parliament passed laws annexing Old Jerusalem as part of the State of Israel. In 1980, Jerusalem was declared the eternal capital of Israel by the parliament. But in the deepest meaning of the word, in a sense, that surpasses everyday living, in the hearts of millions of religious pilgrims the world over, Jerusalem will still remain the city of peace, even though it has experienced many bloodbaths in the ages past. Isn't it amazing that a city over which so many soldiers have died and so much blood has been shed should be called the City of Peace? But in the light of the 1967 war in the Middle East and the taking over the old city of Jerusalem by the Army of Israel, it's exciting to know that the Bible has a number of remarkable prophecies relative to the city of Jerusalem. In the end of this age of grace, Jerusalem is going to become the actual focal point for the fulfillment of certain major Bible prophecies. In other words, the prophetic spotlight is going to be turned upon Jerusalem in the end of this age, and there are key prophecies concerning Jerusalem, which will have a relationship to all the nations of the earth and as they burden themselves with that city. Scripture, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling, and to all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves will with us it shall be cut in pieces, sorry. So all the people of the earth shall be gathered together against it. That's Zechariah 12:2-3. This prophetic scripture says that God is going to cut all the people in pieces who burden themselves with the city of Jerusalem, as well as make it a burdensome stone to them. Therefore, as I had occasion to listen to several United States organization debates going on during the month of June 1967, when that great peacekeeping organization was trying to resolve the war between the Israelis and the Arabs, no doubt you, like myself, could not help but be amused as to listen to those world statesmen acting as though they were completely ignorant of the scriptures, that they were busy burdening themselves with that part of the earth which the Bible says was given to Abraham and his posterity for an eternal everlasting possession. Whether you know it or not, God gave unto Abraham and his children after him all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession. When God said everlasting possession, that's exactly what he meant. And I will make thee, Abraham, exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant with me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. I will be their God. That's Genesis 17:6-8 in your King James Version Bible. When one wants to know where the boundaries of the land of promise are, all he has to do is read the Bible. Now, here's another scripture. In the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land from the river of Egypt, not the Nile River, but a small stream south of Gaza, unto the great river, the river Euphrates, Genesis 15:18. The southern boundary line was from the wilderness of Zin, along the coast of Edom, eastward to the Dead Sea, through Kadesh, to the Mediterranean Sea, about 80 miles. The north border was from the Sea of Galilee, westward through Mount Hor, about 70 miles, see Numbers 34:7-9. The eastern boundary line ran from Hazarenan on the north, southward to the Sea of Galilee, with the Jordan River being the boundary all the way to the Dead Sea, a distance of about 280 miles. The western boundary line was the coast of the Mediterranean Sea for a distance of about 300 miles. For a scriptural confirmation of these boundary lines, please read Numbers 34:1-12 carefully. It's true that the original boundary lines of the land were temporarily modified by the prophecies of three dispossessions and restorations. Two dispossessions and restorations have already been accomplished. Israel is now in a third dispersion from which she will eventually be restored completely at the return of the Lord as King under the covenant outlined in the Gospel of Luke. Scripture, behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Luke 1:31-33, KJV. That makes you run around the house at least 20 times, but I'm tired. On November 29, 1947, at the instigation of Great Britain, the United Nations voted to partition or to divide Palestine. Palestine is the Roman name for what is now the state of Israel. Israel is the Hebrew name for the same territory. At Great Britain's suggestion, the United Nations decided to partition or to divide Palestine between the Jews and the Arabs. When they did that and actually took the action which divided the land, when they were dealing with dividing something which didn't belong to them, because the state of Israel and the land of Canaan, the promised land, belonged to God, and he gave it to Abraham's descendants. God gave it to the Israelites for an everlasting possession, and about 1860 began to bring back a remnant of the Israelites from many of the nations into which they had been scattered. At that time, we were beginning to approach the last days when certain key Bible prophecies would be fulfilled, and because God always does everything correctly, he started a remnant of the people going back to their land. Then, roughly 80 years later, England, together with other nations, stepped in and divided the land between the Arabs and the Jews, between the descendants of Isaac and the descendants of Ishmael. Now, my dear listener, such action was all wrong. It was completely contrary to what God had in mind. And you'll note in the two verses of Scripture, Zechariah 2 through 3, God said, I, God Almighty, will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. It's exactly what happened to Great Britain. As punishment for her division of the land of Palestine between the Jews and the Arabs got 2/3 of the promised land, while the Jews, who were the legal possessors, got only 1/3 of the land. And from that very moment, England began to lose out as a world power. Many of her colonies began to rebel against her, and today she has dropped to the position of a fifth-rate nation simply because she stuck her political nose into God's business. God will eventually deal completely with those nations which have divided his people and their land. Another scripture, and I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people, the Israelites, and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. Joel 3 and verse 2. The leaders of England have been reading their Bibles and studying the ancient prophecies relative to the Hebrew people. They would have known that they should not have divided the promised land between the Jews and the Arabs. When they did divide the land or acted as instigators in the division of the land which God gave unto Abraham for an everlasting possession, they really put the noose around their necks. And from that moment on, England started to lose out as a world power. Her colonies began to rebel against her, and today she finds herself a small, fifth-rate nation which doesn't cut too much ice on the sea of diplomacy of the world. In fact, the other nations would get along very well without her. Queen Victoria of England was entertaining some of the royal household from India one day when one of the princes of India came up to the godly queen and asked, what is the secret of England's greatness? To answer the question, the queen merely held up her Bible. Daily she read the scriptures. Daily she governed her life and the lives of her subjects according to God's word. But these who followed her to the throne stopped reading their Bibles and relying upon God's word for their instructions. During the tribulation period, when the satanic antichrist comes on the world scene, Jerusalem will become his future capital. We are told that the antichrist will be a man of war who will do great exploits in the Middle East, even conquering the state of Israel and taking over three other Middle East nations. Now here's a scripture. He, Antichrist, shall enter also into the glorious land, Palestine, and many countries shall be overthrown, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. And the Libyans and the Ethiopians will be his steps. Daniel 11, verses 41 to 43, KJV. Then the prophetic scripture declares in the last verse of the 11th chapter of Daniel, and he, Antichrist, shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain. Daniel 11, in verse 45. This verse of scripture tells us that Jerusalem will become the international capital of the Antichrist, who shall have his palace in Jerusalem between the Dead Sea and the Mediterranean Sea in the glorious holy mountain, Mount Moriah. Jerusalem will have a long and varied history before the end of the millennial reign. During Christ's 1,000-year reign, Jerusalem will also be the capital city for Christ's administration. Scripture, and he shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain and the Lord's house shall be established at the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he shall teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion, Jerusalem, shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Isaiah 2, verses 2 and 3. You'll note it says in the second verse of the portion of Scripture, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established at the top of the mountains. This refers to a literal, earthly, visible, civil kingdom of government on this earth. Jerusalem will be connected with many nations by a high way of holiness, on which the nations of the Middle East and surrounding countries will go up to Christ's international headquarters, where Christ will be reigning as King of Kings and Lord of Lords over all the kingdoms of the earth, may I refer you, to Isaiah 11:16, Isaiah 19:23, Ezekiel 43:7, Zechariah 14:1-5, and Revelation 5:10. It would appear the Son of God was fully conscious of the overall plan for Jerusalem during the long ages of man's stay on this earth, when he tearfully lamented,
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often will I have gathered thy children together, even as a lion or hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Matthew 23:37. The most extraordinary events of human history have taken place in Jerusalem, events in which God, angels, and the holy men of all ages have played an intimate part. It was in this city that the Holy Temple of Israel was located. It will again be located. It is in the city that Jesus Christ was consecrated to God, where he was crucified and buried, and when he rose from the dead, triumphant over the grave, the gospel was first preached to this city. It was within her gates that the Holy Spirit baptized the first believers. It will be the city to which Jesus Christ will return at his second coming to defeat the forces of the Antichrist. It will be in Jerusalem, where Christ will reign for a millennium with the righteous of all ages. Truly, the city of Jerusalem is a holy city of reality and song. Scripture, for it, Jerusalem, is the city of the great king, Matthew 5 and verse 35 in the King James Version Bible. Next lesson will be One World, Good or Bad.
This is Lynn Tolliver. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right, and that was our lesson tonight on Jerusalem. We want to see how everybody liked it. Once again, calling 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press number one, join the conversation. All right, and we're going to start with Lila, see what you thought.
I liked it, Missionary Wolfgang.
Okay, you got any questions or comments?
No.
All right. Well, with that, then we're going to let you go for tonight, and then we're going to check with Emily and see how she did. So give Ruthie a moment there, Emily, to get your mic going here. You working on her, Ruth?
No, it's already done.
Okay, Emily, did you have any questions or comments?
Yep.
Okay, you good tonight?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. So what we'll do is now I kind of twisted your arm at the beginning. We're going to twist Sister Ruth's arm at the end for a closing prayer, and then we'll be out of here tonight.
Don't twist it too hard. You might hurt her.
You guys are so fun. Well, Lord, we love and praise your name and thank you for the program and hope somebody and all those 56 countries enjoyed the program. And your aim is to get people saved and healed and blessed and everything in your name, Lord. And we just want to praise you. Always want to serve you. Amen.
Amen. All right. And we'll catch everybody tomorrow night right here at the Six Eyes Radio Network for the Jumbo Braille program right here on the Six Eyes Radio Network as we complete our book, Lost Moon, The Perilous Voyage of Apollo 13 by Jim Lovell and Jeffrey Kluger. And we hope everybody will join us as we finish out the book and we could see and we'll be talking about that and seeing what everybody remembers about the differences between that and the actual movie Apollo 13 that featured Tom Hanks and see what they thought the differences were and anything they may have remembered. So we'll catch you tomorrow. Once again, 9 p.m. right here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. God bless everybody.
Take care, everyone.